In this presentation, we would be exploring the importance of 36 gunas in Vedic astrology for a successful marriage. 36 gunas matching for marriage. 36 gunas in a kundli are divided into astha kotas, 8 categories. The categories are used to calculate a score for the bride and groom. The score from all 8 categories is then added, and the sum is the number of matching gunas. Matching the horoscope of the bride and groom is extremely important in terms of Vedic astrology. There are a total of 36 gunas in a kundli. When one is planning to get married, the kundlis are matched in order to ascertain that the marriage will be a successful one. Wondering what are those 36 gunas and what do they mean in Hindu marriages? Well then, you have come to the right page. Concept behind kundli matching for Guna Milan. Whilst there are 36 gunas, those 36 gunas are divided into 8 different categories astha kuta. First, Varna. Second, Vyasa. Third, Tara. Fourth, Yoni. Fifth, Maitri. Sixth, Gana. Seventh, Nadi. Eighth, Bhakut. It is necessary that at least 18 out of 36 gunas should match in the birth chart of the bride and groom for them to be compatible for a Hindu marriage. If 18 of 25 gunas match, it is believed that the marriage will be a particularly good one. If 26 to 32 gunas match, it is believed that the bride and groom are made for each other. The rarest of the rare kundlis are those where more than 32 gunas match. This sort of a marriage is considered to be the most compatible and most prosperous type. Having said that, let us now have a look at 8 categories, also known as Astha Kuta Milan, and find out what they signify in a marriage. Astha Kuta Milan in Vedic astrology for Hindu marriage. Varna Kuta. Varna Kuta stands for the term ego, which means that it signifies the personality of every individual. There are a total of 4 personalities that include: first, Brahmin; second, Kshatriya; third, Vaishya; fourth, Shudra. The one thing that you should know about Varna Kuta is that it does not stand for the caste when it comes to weddings. It is used as a reference to find out whether the bride has a higher Varna or the groom has a higher Varna. One point is allocated to the bride and groom for the same Varna. Vasya or Vaishya Kuta. This Kuta stands for companionship in a kundli. It is divided into 5 categories that depend upon the moon sign in the birth chart. The 5 categories are as follows. First, Manav or Nara. Second, Vanchar. Third, Chatushpad. Fourth, Jalchar. Fifth, Kita. If the bride and groom have the same Vasya, it means that they are not opponents. Thus, it is one of the best gunas out of the 36 gunas if the couple has the same Vaishya Kuta. 2 points are allocated when the Vasya is the same. 0 points are allocated if the Vasya are opponents. Half point is allocated when one is Manava and the other is Jalchar. 1 point is allocated for all other combinations. Tara or Dina Kuta. This Kuta signifies the star compatibility of the bride and groom. There are a total of 27 stars in a birth chart. Astrologers focus on finding out the birth stars for the bride and groom. The birth star number is then divided by 9. 3 points are given if the remainder comes out to be an even number. 0 when the remainder is odd, and 1 point if the remainder is odd for both or even for both. Yoni Kuta. Yoni Kuta signifies sexual compatibility in a marriage. This yoni is divided into 14 animal categories. First, horse. Second, elephant. Third, sheep. Fourth, snake. Fifth, dog. Sixth, cat. Seventh, rat. Eighth, cow. Ninth, buffalo. 10th, tiger. 11th, deer. 12th, monkey. 13th, lion. 14th, mongoose. Enemy animals get 0 points. Neutral animals get 2 points. Animal in the friendly yoni get 1 point. If the yoni animal of the bride and groom are the same, they get 4 points. Maitri or Rasyadipati Kuta. Maitri Kuta signifies compatibility of the couple in terms of the planetary alignment in a birth chart. If the planet governing the horoscope of the bride and groom are friends, they get 5 points. If one lord is a friend and one is neutral, the couple gets 4 points. If all the lords in the respective birth charts are enemies, the couple gets 0 points. Gana Kuta. Gana Kuta signifies the temperament and aggression. The 3 categories in the Kuta are: first, Deva. Second, Manava. Third, Rakshasa. The couple gets 6 points if the gana for both bride and groom is the same. They get 5 points if the gana of the girl is Manava and the boy has Devaguna. They get 1 point if one of them is Rakshasa and the other is Deva. In case the gana for one is Manava and other is Rakshasa, they get 0 point. Rashikota. Rashikota signifies love. The score depends upon the position of the moon in the boy's natal chart from the moon in the girl's natal chart. If the moon in the birth chart of the groom is 2, 3, 4 or 5 places from the moon in the bride's chart, the marriage is considered to be inauspicious. On the other hand, if the moon is the 7th and 12th place, the wedding is auspicious. Nadikota. Nadikota signifies the health of the children that will be born to the couple. It is divided into 3 categories. First, Vata. Second, Pitta. Third, Kapha. If the nadi of the bride and groom are same, they get 8 points. But if the nadi is different, they get 0 points. In the end, the points from all the 8 categories, Ashtakotas, are calculated and the sum is the number of matching gunas out of the total 36 gunas in a kundali. Needless to say, since each of the Ashtakota signifies one part of a relationship, love, sexual compatibility, star compatibility, planetary compatibility, companionship, health of children, temperament and ego, it is necessary for the gunas to match. So never forget to get your kundli and the kundli of your would-be spouse read by an astrologer. Drop the idea if less than 18 gunas out of the 36 gunas match. However, if you have to absolutely marry the person you are considering, follow the different vidhis that an astrologer suggests to bring the stars and planets together in a way that gods can bless your union with your partner. Well, this is all for this presentation. Stay tuned for more such exciting presentations on eastrohelp.com, your astrology helpline. And don't forget to like and subscribe our YouTube channel for regular updates.